The Director of Risk Management with Ham's Marketing Services is advising pork producers to consider pricing as much as 30% of their hog production through the spring, summer, and early fall. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Hogs and Pigs report for the first quarter of 2021, released last week, indicates U.S. hog numbers have declined about 2.5% from year-ago numbers, a higher decline than had been expected. Tyler Fulton, the Director of Risk Management with Ham's Marketing Services, acknowledges strong pork demand domestically and on the export front is supportive of higher prices, but demand remains an elusive thing to nail down in the context of the pandemic.
We've just got so many moving parts and so many changes from the normal relationships that we can, you know, that we normally rely on, you know, such as the amount of product flowing through food service, like restaurant business, and the amount of product going direct into consumers' homes for home consumption. And so it's really kind of disrupted the normal supply chains. But that said, evidence still suggests that demand is really good. We've seen exceptional consumption and generally improving prices over the course of the last 6 months. That in the domestic market combined with what has been really strong demand from China continues to kind of support the idea of higher prices. But arguably what solves high prices is high prices. And so at some point there'll be a diminishing positive effects from strong demand just because the prices are getting so high that it will start to ration off some of that demand.
Fulton says hog prices look really good through the spring, summer, and early fall time frames, so he encourages producers to look at pricing as much as 30% of their production through that period. Beyond that, he believes we can still expect some higher prices into the fall, as those months still don't represent a profit, and he doesn't expect a lot of downside potential in the current market context. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.